Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 312 for May 15th, 2007. Sanyo's Exacti HD2. And now, get ready for Dick.
Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz, and I've lost track again. It's Turn to Table Tuesday for May 12th. And the new Turn to Table Tuesday starts this way.
Leon looks under his desk to find some crap to share. Dick says, put the fork away. It's Turn to Table Tuesday.
What a way to begin. It's so nice to have our own
very classy.
Thank you very much once again. To whoever wrote that. Was it George Wood?
I believe it. You know what? I believe it was Mr. Wood.
George Wood. It's just so great. Turn the Tables Tuesday.
And do you have a Turn the Table Tuesday?
No, I just have the jingle. That's it.
Jingle. Well, that's good enough. Okay, I'll be
Thanks
here.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. You know, it's funny because I'm looking at my desk and it's littered with three or four previous Turn the Table Tuesday items. But one thing that's missing on here is the Flybar 300.
Oh.
I got some bitter news.
What?
Bitter news this morning from my wife as we're walking into to Tech Guy Labs. She said, honey, don't be mad at me. I gave the Flybar 300 to charity. I said, what? She said, Henry never uses it because it weighs about 100 pounds and he can barely lift it.
What charity? The Flying Nuns.
Yes. Well, I said, I hope you gave them the toolkit that allows you to adjust the buoyancy because otherwise you're going to have some suits on your hands. Anyway, so sometimes the gadgets stay with us. Sometimes they head out to
greener pastures.
And I'm sure the Flying Nun will enjoy it. And if she wasn't a Flying Nun before, she is now.
Yeah, exactly.
So today I'm going to talk about, we've talked before about these Exacti cameras from Sanyo.
They're great. They're great. I did a
really,
C40.
You did a C40, but they're getting so much better now than that.
Oh, sure. Suddenly what I have is crap.
It is, actually.
Okay.
The new Canon Sanyo, there's no Canon involved. The new Sanyo, it's the HD2. It's a high definition. It's the same form factor as the C40. So it fits in the palm of your hand. And these are video recorders that record to not a tape, not a hard drive, not a DVD, but to little flash media, to SD cards. And I have a 4 gig SD card in this, and that's about an hour's worth of video. But it's HD quality, 720p, amazing quality.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got a 10x zoom. And it has HDMI also. So if you dock it into the dock that comes with it, the dock you use to charge it, but you can also, the dock has a USB connector, so you can use the dock to connect it to your computer to offload it. By the way, it takes stills, pretty good stills, actually.
How many megapixels is that?
I think it's, that's a good question.
I'm bringing it up here, too.
7.1 megapixels.
Holy cow.
Yeah. And, I'm telling you, I'm really liking this guy. The HD video is somewhat compressed, so it isn't as good as let's say you got the, for $1,000, you can buy the Canon, the HV20, which is a very good high def consumer grade camcorder. And that's going to give you really much better picture quality, in my opinion, but it's heavier. It's more expensive. This is only $600, $699. And I think it's much more convenient. Plus, it does those 7-megapixel stills. I have to say, this, while the quality is not as good, it's sure a lot better than camcorders that you've used in the past, including any of the analog camcorders that you've used. And it is 16x9, and it's very convenient. You can slip it into a pocket, and you'll have it with you. And I'm just loving the video I'm getting off of this.
You know, what do you shoot with it in HD that you will be watching in HD?
Well, now that I have an HD TV,
cheese and crackers parade.
Cheese and crackers parade, perfect. I tend to use it for short clips that I keep on my computer because my computer is capable of displaying these in high def. I have a high def TV, but the only way you could get into the TV, I don't have an HD DVD burner or a Blu-ray burner. Right. So I can't put these on DVDs yet. That's coming, of course. So one of the things, when you put it in the dock, it also has an HDMI connector. That's the high def connector. So you can't play it right off the camera into the TV. The other thing I will do is I will encode it with for the Apple TV and put it and view it through my Apple TV on my TV. But you know, these images look great. They blow up beautifully. They have a kind of almost an ultra brightness, an ultra color. They look hyper real. Wow. It's really, I think, a spectacular camera. And if you want a very small, lightweight HD camcorder, this would be great for travel. Uses lithium batteries, so you have to bring the charger with you. And you are recording on memory cards, so that's an advantage, but a disadvantage also. Unless you buy a lot of memory cards, you've got to offload them before you use them again.
But Leo, a 1 gigabyte card. Staples had it for 20. Oh,
cheap.
Go ahead.
This is a 4 gigabyte, but you're right; they're cheap now. But
1 gigabyte would only give you like 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, this is a 4, and you probably want a 2 or a 4 at the minimum. Yeah. Now, here's the deal: because it's not tape, it copies to the computer faster than real time. It copies as quickly as USB 2 can copy. So it's not like you have to digitize it like you would with a tape, or copy it over at real time as you would with a DV tape. It copies over much faster, so it's easy to offload it. If you carry a computer with you, that's primarily, I think, who these cameras are for, or for people who have computers who are going to edit the video or watch the video on computers. I wouldn't recommend it for somebody who doesn't have a computer, wants to watch a DVD. This is a less good choice. But boy, I tell you, I just love it. I'm really impressed by what they've done.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it. They almost look like electric razors, don't they?
Yeah, it's about that size.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And it even comes with a holster you can put on your belt, so you can just whip it out. I like the entire Exacti line. I was, as you remember, a fan of the HD1 and the HD1A. I think the HD2 is even better, adding that HDMI capability, slightly better image quality. I think Sanyo's done a very, very good job. So I give it a high recommendation. You should probably look at the output and before you decide whether to go with if you're going with a high-def camcorder, whether to go with the Canon HV20, which is, as I said, going to give you better image quality, or any tape HD camcorder is going to give you better image quality. But I think for convenience, I'm now becoming kind of a believer in the idea that convenience, when it comes to taking video, is more important. The fact that it's there is really the key on all of this.
And also, Leo, isn't it that so many people now are posting things on YouTube and their own websites that you're looking for less resolution.
Well, that's right. Oh, this is perfect for making, you know, I use it, for instance, what it's really great for is making skate videos of my son, because it's small, lightweight, and it's exactly the kind of resolution that you want. I mean, it's perfect for YouTube. Absolutely. It's too good for YouTube, really.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
So you can knock it down to a lower resolution if you want.
You can. You can. If you want more storage, you can do that. Same thing with the stills. The 7-megapixel stills look pretty good. They look pretty good. Again, you get a better image from a digital SLR, but it's close. It's really close. Each iteration of these is getting better and better, and I think we're really getting close to very, very high quality solid state camcorders.
Leo, does it have external mic input?
It has a mini jack.
A mini jack for a mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You couldn't put a XLR based mic that needs phantom power, but you could, yes, absolutely use a boom or a shotgun mic. It has a mini jack input for the mic. It has a little flashlight, flash for the camera, the still camera, but you can't use that with video, obviously.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. No, it sounds really good.
Yeah. I think you would like it. You liked the C40, and I think this
is the
very
C40,
similar.
I just keep up at Mad Magazine.
It's perfect. It's just like that.
It's unbelievable. It's about that size too, right?
Perfect for me. It's the same exact. I think it's the same form factor exactly. It's black, which I like. The HD one was silver.
Silver. Yeah.
And this one looks
black
a little techier. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Let me just check on Amazon.com and see what.
You know what,
Leo?
I just found it on Amazon for a touch cheaper. I think it was.
Okay. So shop around. The list is $6.99, but you can get it for less if you shop around.
Yeah, I think it was $100 less.
Well, see, that's a good. All right, I'll put that in as the link instead of the Sanyo link, because that's a good deal. Yeah, $589. Wow, $589.
I know.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Wall Street Photo. Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Now I'm kind of going crazy here. Read the reviews online too, and Amazon. I think people will.
They do.
We'll give you a good idea of what it's good for, what's not. Oh, one thing that they've done, and this was a complaint about the C40 and the HD1, was the image stabilization. It's hard with a small camera to hold it really steady. They've added, I think, excellent image stabilization for video on this, and I find that it's actually looks better. Than my regular camcorder.
Wow.
Because of the digital image or optical image stabilization. I think it's very good image stabilization in this thing. It has, you know, things that I don't use, but you might use, like in-camera editing. I'm not sure you'd really go crazy about that. 10x zoom is good. Starts up very quickly. It talks to you, you know, when it starts up. You can turn
this
off, but I really like the camera on.
There's,
you know,
there's no car.
Yeah, help me, help me. It is.
Up at Mad, they go, "Oh, please don't tell that joke again." That's the thing. The lady in my camera is kind of annoying.
But yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't again. It's not a pro camera. It's not a pro still camera, but it is.
Yeah, but
really
Leo,
cool.
5 years ago, this would have cost.
Oh yeah.
$4,000.
Yeah,
this is a lot of camera for under $600. Yeah.
Somebody on Amazon saying, "Well, it's not as good as my Canon 30D." Well, of course not. Of course, don't think it would be. But I think for having something in your pocket for a very good price that you can get these great shots from, is it really makes it worthwhile. And
that is
my turn the tables Tuesday.
Well, I think that there's certainly an improvement in quality every way.
I set the standard with the toothpick bird, didn't I? Put that spork away, says Dick. Put that spork away.
Spork away. And girls, how fast can you change your costume?
Look at that.
Wow.
Oh, they were ready. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're good.
Well, we have a letter. This is an update from Shane from PA, our marriage guy.
Oh.
on one
Pish Posh. He proposed
Pish-posh,
to Pish Posh.
Pish Posh, yeah. Right. His girlfriend who Pish Poshed us.
Yes.
On the podcast.
What's the latest with Shane and Pish Posh?
You said, Shane, give us a little more details.
Yes.
So these are the details.
Okay.
I thought I'd provide a little more info on the occasion.
Yes.
Oh, if you didn't hear, Shane had us propose to his girlfriend via the Daily Gizmo.
On episode 291, I believe.
Right. Yeah. And so he said, what I did is I pre-screened the episode. So as soon as you got done reading my email, I paused it, got down on one knee, and asked her to marry me.
But did he make her listen to it?
Oh, I think so. That was part of the penalty.
I don't understand. So
what he did is he played it out loud.
Oh, so she did hear it.
So she did hear it.
Yeah.
But then when I said, will you marry me? He paused it so he could get down on one knee to get her reaction.
Oh, I'm going to cry. And so what was her reaction? Does he say
her reaction was she said yes.
Yeah.
And he said, he's doing two in one. In regard to your contest, you guys say the word really a lot.
Yeah, but we're not proud of that.
We're
not proud.
Really?
Really.
Oh, okay.
We're really not proud of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't. You think he really meant it?
I think really. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think he really did.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure that he really did at all.
No.
Anyway,
oh,
I
really?
Think we really should get out of here.
Okay.
Don't you think?
We really do say that word a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. And we really hope you have a wonderful marriage and wedding. And in that your wife, if there's a word you say a lot, doesn't mention it to you because it really hurts our feelings. Dick?
I'll really be here.
D-A-I-L. Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.